This podcast is brought to you by Ukwazi, bringing relevant mining engineering consultancy services to dynamic industry. Wednesday, January 28, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. A consortium of South African and Chinese energy investors is moving ahead with an extensive environmental impact assessment for a proposed multi-billion rand 300 to 900 megawatt coal-fired power station project. The project could be developed on the Vele coal deposits near Musina in Limpopo province. The EIA is being conducted by engineering consultancy Arcus Gibb. The company took out an advert in a national newspaper notifying interested and affected parties that documentation about the proposed development was available and that a public participation process would be undertaken. The project has also been submitted to state power utility Eskom under its medium-term power purchase program. This is a scheme designed to secure up to 3,000 megawatts of near-term electricity supply relief from independent power producers and co-generators. Bus manufacturers in South Africa are eagerly awaiting the announcement of the successful bidders to supply buses to government's various bus transport projects around the 2010 FIFA Soccer World Cup. Already delayed announcements were expected in December or early January, but nothing has been forthcoming yet. The bus industry warned last year that further delays could jeopardize local production and job creation opportunities. Indications are that the winning bidder to supply buses for the Rea Vaya bus rapid transport system will be announced on Wednesday. Also making headlines, the World Trade Organization says a trade deal would ease the economic crisis. JSE-listed property fund Hyprop Investments secures a 500 million rand loan to extend and upgrade shopping centres. The JSE is in talks to give African firms secondary listings. And Stats SA reports that liquidations were up 4.7% in 2008. That's a roundup of news-making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.